Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Feral Audio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome. Let me just do, I'm just doing a little bit of sign-in work. I don't need to do this right now. Very unprofessional, as usual. The new year, will bring us more professionality. And the show will begin. I say the show will begin. I said the show will begin now. We are back. Getting asking, this is the final show? You didn't look close enough. You didn't look close enough. Of 2016, you dumb dunce. Come on. We're just getting warmed up. All right, let's go live on the Skype. You can reach me at The Real Tim Heidecker on Skype. Apologies if you don't use Skype. I get it. Let's go to Mikey Schitz. Mikey Schitz is our first caller today. Happy New Year, Mickey. Mickey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mick. How are you, mate?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Where are you calling from, eh?
I'm calling from Ireland.
Oh, yeah. All right. What, Dublin or what?
Dublin, yeah.
You're not over in Cork, are you?
I was born in Cork,
yeah.
But I'm living in Dublin.
Weren't we all?
All right, let me get into me Irish. You know, me grandmother was Irish, eh? Lived in Philadelphia. Her father was a cop, a police officer. And how's Adam Clayton doing, eh?
Great. Fantastic, actually.
Yeah. And Larry Mullen. I'm not talking about Larry Jr. I'm talking about the old man, Larry Mullen. The original.
See? Yes.
Larry.
Oh, he's doing great now. Fantastic.
Larry had a son, you know, who went on to play bass. And a group called U2.
Whoa.
It sucks. Whoa. It sucks, mate.
Ah.
Yeah, the group sucks. You know, Edge used to play the bass a lot of the time on the tracks. And Larry would hear it and would be furious, you know, and he'd call his son Larry Jr. Larry, what you doing? Why are you letting Edge take advantage of you? You could play the bass as well as him, mate. Maybe you don't have so many pedals. So how can I help you?
I have one very quick question and one slightly less quick question. Just wondering how you got to working with Eric Andre.
Eric Andre. Well, yeah. You know, he came in and he just, I don't know, really. He just came in one day and he was well known in the community as a comedy guy. And they had a show idea. They had made a pilot. Oh, my Irish accent's the worst, isn't it? It's falling apart. And it's not fair to the audience because they expect top shelf quality from me and they're not getting it right
now.
Well,
I love it. I love it.
You'll love it.
I do.
What's up with the Carrie Mulligan? Is she ever going to come by and do my show?
I don't know. Be
Wouldn't
great.
That be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be nice.
Anyways, what's your other question?
Just, will you be doing any more with Rock and Roll Gary? Will you be doing anything kind of like a series or anything more with him? Because I think he's hilarious.
I have this idea that I don't know how much I want to give away, but it's... there is an idea for Rock and Roll Gary. I keep forgetting about it. I don't know if there's enough interest to warrant putting any more time into it. But there is. Did you guys see? I got a couple friends of mine in the studio today, Matt and Tori. Tori's in town. Tori, you can step up to the mic if you want. Say hello.
Hey there.
Have you seen these John Densmore videos from the early 90s where it's like a one-man show? From the Doors, yeah.
Post Doors.
Oh, way post Doors. It was like early 90s. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they never broke up, but anyways.
He did the Doors like post Jim Morrison.
Yeah, right? But he also did this live one-man show with like the headset mic and light cues and him walking around telling these stories, you know, like. See, the thing about Jim was... You never knew what was going to come out of his mouth. Sometimes it would be the most beautiful poetry you've ever heard, and then it would be, you know, some drunken mess that you couldn't make any sense of. But I remember the day we wrote Light My Fire. Ray was sitting there on the keyboard, you know, and it's like he does the whole thing. And so I think there's like a kind of a one-man Rock and Roll Gary show that could be pretty good.
Wouldn't that be brilliant.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Mickey. Happy New Year. Any New Year's resolutions for you, Mick?
Yeah, to change my name to a more pronounceable one.
What is it right now?
It's Mickey at the moment. I want to change it to Michael, but we'll see how many people that sticks with.
I like
you know?
Mickey, man. Nobody calls himself Mickey anymore. I think that's class act. That's like, what about Mickey Dolenz? What are you saying about him? What about Mickey Mouse?
It makes me sound a bit goofy, you know?
Mickey Jagger.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, Mickey. We worship you.
Happy New Year.
Happy Thanks. New Year. Speaking of the islands overseas, let's take Dustin Britt. His name is Dustin Britt. Dustin, Happy New Year.
Wow. It's Tim. That's crazy.
How you going? Where are you calling from, Dust?
Kirkland, Washington.
Ooh, up in the Northwest. I don't know Kirkland. Are you guys responsible for all those paper towels I have?
No, you know what? I might be and SpaceX parts, but no, we can see Seattle from across the lake.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it made up there.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
But your connection's a little weak, but I'll keep you on. How can I help you today?
Well, I just kind of relaxing after a hard night of work and felt like I'd call in. I was going to say, shit, I fucking lost it. I'm watching the show Bored to Death, and I was wondering if you had anything to do with that.
No.
It's got Zach, and it's got that
Jason Schwartz,
actor.
Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah,
and
that was
Ted Danson. And I had nothing to do with it.
Well, it feels like you should have been there.
I would have loved to have been a part of it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I hope they renew it.
No, that's long gone. I think that show's been off the air for years. I will say a couple things about those guys.
Okay,
Let me just say I'm so blessed to have met some people in this world, some truly great men and women.
Yeah.
And Zach, of course, have a great work. We've made lots of great stuff that I'm proud of with him, and I'm proud to call him a friend. Capish?
You mean Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And secondly, I'll go down the list. Schwartzman, I was seated. I didn't know Jason Schwartzman. But I was seated next to him at the dinner for the wedding dinner at Zach's wedding several years ago. Now, I didn't know the cat. I didn't know the cat. I didn't know him. He knew me. And we got we became very close. Now, listen, are you going to listen?
I'm listening.
And me and him hit it off basically over music. We sat and talked about the Beatles. We know everything there is to know about that group. All the members. All their histories. And we said, listen, I like being around you. It was very almost romantic how much we enjoyed each other's company. Capooch?
Oh, yeah, I got it, man. I just want to say, I think it's my comment, though. I just want to say, I think it's stupid how people are going, you know, nuts over how 2016 killed all these celebrities and shit. I mean,
I hear you.
You know, people died.
That's what I was saying last night. People die. Get over it. Who cares?
People are like making it up when they say that they care. Like, I
can't get emotionally.
On the internet, they just kind of make up, and it's like do they believe this shit or is it a joke? I don't really get it.
Well, I mean, listen, I have a certain amount of empathy. If some people's very connected to, if you're a huge fan of George Michael or David Bowie or any of these wonderful people, I get that social media offers a place to express their own feelings about it's a time to reflect on that person's life, but yeah. I have a hard time getting emotionally connected to anyone's passing who I didn't know.
What about Debbie Reynolds?
Yeah, exactly.
What about Debbie Reynolds? I mean, it's news. It's something to talk about. It's a chance for you to reflect on the person's life. Like I just said, I'm going to go in circles here on this.
Yeah.
Listen, I used Reynolds rap the other day. Without her, I don't know where we'd be.
Who?
Debbie. I said I used Debbie Reynolds rap the other day. We should do a Debbie Reynolds rap, shouldn't we? Well, she starred in Singing in the Rain, and she had a very, very famous name, and she married a man named Tony Curtis. Thank the Lord that man never did hurt us. I'm just saying. I know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you, Dustin. Get some rest.
Yeah, man. I'm exhausted.
All right. Me too.
Thanks.
Russell Lodeby. That's a terrible name. Russell Lodeby.
Yeah, man. I'm exhausted. All right. Me too.
What's this Russell Lodeby all about?
Tim.
Yo, dude.
How are you?
I'm all right. What is everyone calling in from the islands? I can't believe it.
I'm calling in from Australia.
Oh, even better. That's a big island, mate.
It's huge island.
It's a huge island. It's one of the best, one of the biggest.
We're part of Australia, mate.
In Perth, Western Australia.
Were you at our show there last year around this time?
Yes, I went to your first show at the Astor. I was front row center, and I loved it. It was great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That show was very fun. We did the Tim and Eric Clown Town experience.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff.
And it seemed to get progressively worse as it went on. Is that what your intention was? Because it came out so strong, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, everyone just felt a bit confused and was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. What, that segment or the whole show? Well, that was the last part of the show, so...
Oh, yeah, well, the last part, yeah.
I think it was sort of meant to deconstruct, as we say in the comedy arts.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds like you started off by saying it was a great show, but then you're kind of changing your tune on that.
Yeah, in a way, like, the show was just so strong and so incredibly funny.
And
it felt like... It seemed like be hitting a peak, and then there was like this emotional arc, and it got really dark.
Yeah.
And then it was just like almost an anti-climax.
I like broke my nose at some point, and And wasn't there a fight at that show? There was like an actual real fight at that show. Do you know anything about that? Like in the lobby, there was a big fight.
No, I don't recall seeing the fight in the lobby.
But it's probably, you live in Perth, so that's probably just like a normal day, right?
Oh, there's so many cunts around. You wouldn't believe it.
A lot of brawling.
Was there a stampede?
There was, such a high demand for tickets. I'm sure there was a stampede at some point, whether it was when the tickets were went on sale. But anyways, how can I help you today?
Look, the way you can help me is the sign on the chat. It says, the date seems to be wrong. It says 12/8/16. What's that about?
Oh, fudge.
Yeah. Oh,
Matt, can you fix that quickly? Quickly. No, just like, fix it on the Sharpie.
The future, like...
You're calling from the past. Well, thank you for pointing that out. Listen, it's a totally, do you listen to The Office Hours? Are you a regular listener?
Yeah, I am. Look, I understand, like, the show is quite a high-quality, show, and you want to do your best for the audience, so I'm just...
Well, thank you for catching that early in the show. That would have been a disaster if we would have let that fester.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. I can see him updating it now.
Yeah, see that? Well, there's a little bit of a lag. After all, that information is traveling across the globe. Isn't that cool, Matt? Tori?
Yeah.
Here we are in the future. And that just happened, and over in Perth, where it used to take a month to get to, not over 100 years ago, that information was passed digitally. Russ, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks,
you're always welcome to call in. I love hearing from my friends down under. All
right. See you, mate.
See you, mate. Go get your boomerang, all right? Hey, Ian Wilson.
Hey. How are you?
Fine.
I'm very excited to have gotten through. This is my first time trying to call.
Fine. What do you want at this point? I'm already getting fed up with this.
Are you?
No. Where are you calling from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great.
North, south?
Central.
Oh, not Camden, Cherry Hill?
You know, Rutgers, New Brunswick.
Cherry Hill?
Yeah, around there.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, what can I do for you today?
I just wanted to share my 2017 resolution.
There you go.
We're
dialing it in.
Yeah, I mean, I graduated in May of 2016 in TV production. And sort of right away, I just started working 12 hours a day as a production assistant. So I didn't really have the chance to make stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, this year I want to make stuff instead of washing dishes for TV shows.
Right. Well, good luck to you. Do you have some ideas? And you have some? Do you have the equipment and everything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple friends with equipment and a couple more friends with some ideas. So,
I salute that. I salute you, Ian, and I wish you all the best in the new year.
Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you.
All the best.
You too.
I had a lady on the hook here. And there's Josie. Josie.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
Oh Christ.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're a bro, dude.
You can hear me?
What? Yeah, I can hear you. What do you want?
I thought you were saying no, dude. Because
I wanted
to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, thank you very much. We wish you a happy new year. We wish you a happy new year. We wish you a happy new year. and a happy new year.
Among me and my friends, I want to bring up, I hope I'm not bringing up old bad blood here.
I'm sure you are.
That you sort of, I think I might be about to, but, you know, we have always kind of thought of you as a arbiter of comedy. You kind of have definitely innovated comedy in a new way.
I know!
In a special way. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but, you know, with the new debate about what's acceptable comedy on Adult Swim happening,
what is acceptable?
You have kind of said, look,
you what have I said?
The guy who says what's acceptable.
What have I said?
It's been
why don't you grow up?
I don't want to put words in your mouth yet.
Yes, you did. You put words in my mouth, Josie, you liar. You speaker of untruths.
Am I wrong to say that you don't want to be the decider of what's acceptable comedy?
I know. Those are too many negatives in there. Can anyone digest? Can anyone separate that shit?
No, I'm just saying I think that's fine. I think it's unfair that everyone has asked you, Tim, weigh in on this, Tim. Say it's acceptable or say it's not acceptable.
I see
everyone has
mean.
Come to you and say, support my side. And you're like, I'm just a comedian. And if I'm being wrong here, tell me I'm wrong.
I find this is a wonderful outlet for me to express my opinions.
Okay. but just, you've been very resistant to say, look, It comedians should be allowed to joke about a wide range of controversial things, or maybe they should pay respect to, you know, people's sensitivities and not say things that are controversial.
Well, it really depends. It's a case by case situation. When we're making stuff, we constantly check in with whether or not something is okay for ourselves to express. If we feel okay about that. It's not just throw everything that comes out of our brains onto the wall. We find lines that make ourselves comfortable. See, I only worry about my own work. I'm not a referee for anybody else's work.
Yeah, I guess that's my point. I guess to, you know, everyone on both sides saying, Tim, tell us what's right. Tell us if world peace is acceptable. Tell us if it's not acceptable. And you said, no, I refuse to say if it's acceptable or not. And, you know,
that's right.
I think I agree with you on that.
Thank you.
And secondarily, if I may say something, I have a question. I about what's going on with Vic. And if you don't want to talk about this on air.
No, I'm going to actually have Vic on the line in about 10 minutes. But go ahead. Let's start the conversation.
Okay, great. So, you know, I don't watch every single thing that Vic tweets. But from what I have seen, he, you know, first off, I'm anti-Donald Trump 100%. Mike Cernovich is insane, yada, yada, yada. Dislike him. But he went after Mike Cernovich pretty hard, pretty actively. And it's my understanding he kind of went first. He went continuously. He did not stop really for a long time and kind of invited Vic into this, you know, arena, if you will, and say, hey, let's fuck with each other.
Does Mike Cernovich... let me ask you this, in your opinion, is there an acceptable amount of, if somebody is a public figure like Mike Cernovich or Vic or me or whoever, there's an acceptable amount of back and forth that can go on where the object is to criticize, satirize, give grief to somebody who you have strong disagreements with? Is that acceptable? But then does there become a point where it becomes illegal, dangerous, over the line? And I would think the line was crossed when Mike launched a series of several suggestions that Vic is a pedophile, which is, I would think that's over the line where you're accusing somebody of committing a crime because he is an audience. Do you disagree with that?
I don't think it's a very funny joke, but I don't think anyone seriously is considering whether Vic is a, you know, a criminal. I think
I don't know about Mike Cernovich's audience. I don't know if they have the capacity to differentiate between what might be satirical and what might be actual. Vic is a danger to society, and therefore the law must be, you know, some goof who, by the way, this happened, you know, this happened, went into the pizza place with a gun, thought he was enforcing the law.
Yeah, no, I live in D.C. I actually drove right by there when all the I've had pizza in Comet multiple times.
I've had pizza, too. Listen, I've had pizza.
I've had pizza
too.
In Comet, I said, in that restaurant.
I understand. I'm just yeah. having a little bit of fun here, okay? You need to cheer up. All right, so listen. You and your friends can go to hell. You're talking about me, and I can hear you. And you're ganging up on me.
Yeah.
You're ganging up on me.
We are ganging up on you, Tim. We got a bone to pick with you, buddy.
I hear you. Well, but I love you.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I will say this, last thing before I go. I was at your show in D.C. Me and my brother were. We sat in the front row with Dr. Steve Brule, and you called my brother up on stage, and it was an absolute highlight of our year that year.
I'm so happy to hear
it. It was really awesome.
Well, that's terrific, and thank you for your...
But you did kick him out of the show, though. You kicked him out of the show.
I kicked him out of the show. But it's a highlight. They love this. They love the abuse.
Yeah.
You love getting shit on.
He loved it.
I'd shit
on
you.
He's a sub. He's a submissive kind of guy, so that was up his alley.
You guys. I'd shit on your heads. You know what I'd do is I'd eat a bunch of milk and drink a bunch of milk and eat ice cream. Guarantee the diarrhea.
G.G. Allen.
Yeah, and shit all over you guys.
When you called him up there,
I'd spray it on you. I'd bend down over. I'd bend on all fours and spray you down like a hose.
He's talking about shitting on you, literally.
All right, guys, have a happy, safe New Year and stay out of trouble. Okay.
Yeah, you too, Tim. See ya,
Nikita. Nikita.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. How are you?
I'm calling from Europe.
Wow, that's general. I'm here in North America.
So regarding the best things of 2016.
Yes.
We did. Well, I just wanted to suck up a little. We did like a feature for this Russian language publication about the best shows of 2016, and Bing Decker.
Yeah, can you link to that in the comments so people can see it?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
So,
but this.
What was the the publication again? Because you broke up for a second there.
Oh yeah. It's a Russian language publication.
Well, I can't read Russian, so all I know, for all I know, they're saying it's the worst show.
Yeah, but you can Google translate it, although the write-up probably won't be translated. Okay.
Is this like Pravda we're talking about here? Is it a big publication? Are we going to get a big bump?
No, not really big, but not like a DIY blog, something in between, like a cinephile.
Is it like the AV Club of Russia?
Maybe like a movie, but whatever. But there's like a bit of bad news there as well.
What?
We gave the top spot to MD.
Oh, good for you. Well, but Decker was on there too?
Decker was number 5.
All right. Well, great. I'm just happy to be recognized.
Okay, but I guess my question is, you said that you haven't watched World Peace, but...
I've watched a few things. I haven't watched the whole show, no.
Okay, but it's a great show.
Okay.
And
good for you! I'm glad you're happy to have shit to watch! Why don't you watch Hogan's Heroes? That's more appropriate for me and my countrymen. Well, we were my grandparents, my greatest generation grandparents were imprisoned in military POW camps by you German freaks. Who knows if you're German? I don't know. And you have Schultz, of course. I know nothing. Classic. Klingman.
Did you just say I sound German?
I don't know. Where are you? Well, you just said Europe. You're being so general. Where in Europe are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Belarus.
Fine.
Yeah, but...
What's your problem?
Bad connection.
I know.
Too many miles.
Too many miles. Well, listen, thank you for mentioning me and the wonderful work that me and my crew do to try to make everybody smile.
Thanks to you for the show. And I guess, maybe I didn't mention, it's like I recognize your shows like the best of television, like as art, you know, as a medium, not just comedy shows.
Thank you. Goodbye, Belarus. Belarud. He's a nice guy. Very high voice, though. What life that must be, calling into office hours from Belarus. Matt, where's Belarus? Russia? It's old Soviet Union territory. Eastern Europe. Somebody said Angela's mom is calling in. I don't see her here. Angelo's mom, call in. Charlie Ray. Hello, Charlie. Charlie? So many calls coming in, but that one didn't work out. Jeff Benson from Jeff Benson.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from, Jeff?
I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Cool.
I was curious. You're a guy who's got a very particular sense of humor and language. And I was curious, did you ever at any point start focusing on the words that you use for your humor?
Focusing on the words I use for my humor, there's certain words, I guess, that appeal to me more than others.
I mean, like a combination of strange words, you know. You guys, like on the Awesome Show, would often have some kind of a
puns,
erotic way of talking.
We love puns. We love wordplay, and we get satisfaction out of that. It's like playing a puzzle.
Yeah. I kind of always thought of words as magic, and that they can kind of elicit a very strange feeling in people if combined appropriately.
Well, you hit the nail on the head.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Listen, what are you doing for New Year's?
I am editing a movie.
What?
Yeah, I'm editing a documentary. I just spent the holidays with some family, and they just left out of town yesterday, and so now I'm finally getting back into the workflow. So I'm going to be doing my thing on New Year's like that. What about you? What are you doing?
I'm going to Joshua Tree and with some friends of mine. We're renting a house, and we're just going to be exploring each other.
Exploring each other on New Year's?
Absolutely.
I'm doing
updates on my iPad so I can get phone calls.
Are you going to have a solid internet connection out there?
No, I don't think so. I hope not. It's just for a couple nights.
That's going to be exciting. Like a little time warp. Or something.
I don't know.
You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just managing so much.
Yeah, is it just you? Do you have somebody like vetting the calls for you?
No, nobody is. It's me. These dopes are here just observing, doing
nothing.
See,
that's how you can tell you're a real earnest man.
I am what you see, not a hair, not a big, not an inch or more or less. I am who I am. Dun, 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 dun. Bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go, Paul K. Hello, Paul.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool.
Yes. Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hello. Hello. Can you guys be my Three Stooges? We'll do the hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I saw your post on Facebook and I was like, hey, what if I call Tim?
What if? And you're living
what
a
dream.
If? You make dreams come true. You make my dreams come true. Ooh, ooh,
well, you know,
ooh,
ooh. Tim, that is exactly what I'm trying to do. And you know what I learned in 2016 is that you got to be accountable for your actions. You got to have self-discipline if you're going to achieve those dreams. And you know what? I think you're a perfect example of that, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
So, yeah, you've inspired me to, like, chase the dragon, if you will.
Chase the dragon. Isn't that heroin?
Yeah, well, that's the only answer that I found for the depressing nature of life. But hey, maybe some films along the way will make it okay.
Maybe some films along the way will make it okay. Maybe some films along the way will make it okay.
That was beautiful. Could you put that one on SoundCloud so I can like it?
Hey, by the way, I've been putting music up on SoundCloud. I don't think anyone gives a shit. It's free.
Oh, I do.
I'm having fun with it. I don't expect much, but maybe, hey, you know, maybe a thumbs up around the around town would be appreciated. Spread it around. Seems as good as any other music I hear these days. Are we back? Hold on a minute. Let's just see if we're back. There's lots of... Are we back? A lot of faces coming in that we're back. Sorry. So there is an issue with... I'm now realizing this. There's an issue with when somebody calls in. It didn't happen last week. I apologize. Vic's going to call into Skype, and we'll continue talking to Vic. Let's just take a call in the, for the time being. Craig?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hello. Oh, hello. How are you?
Sorry, we're just going through some technical difficulties, and as usual.
Yeah.
When Vic calls in, I'm going to have to hang up on you, though.
Well, good. That's good. I'm not, I won't take much time.
How can I help you?
I've noticed that when you get angry, it is actually pretty fun. I find it very funny, but when you've gotten angry in, like, you know, TVs, movies and stuff, it's very similar to when you get angry when you're serious.
Yes. For instance. I hear what you're saying, but I got Vic on the line.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, no, that's nice. That's better.
That works better. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Somebody was just making a good point, but I did have to honor our agreement to go back to you as soon as you were on.
It was helping me. It was a point to help me out.
Or? No. It was about how I get, like, I go to that angry place I go to, like the shouty kind of angry place. Yeah. I do that in my comedy, but this listener is finding out that I also do it in my some semi real life on this show here. But this isn't, you know, this is, oh. I'm putting on a bit of a, you know, I'm not, this is not how I behave amongst my friends and family we're off the air. This is yet another iteration of my persona.
Right.
So anyways, so where do we, let's back up a little bit. We were talking about CERN, Ovitch. Yeah.
I was just saying that, you know, anything I do or have done to Mike was clearly, you know, me satirizing him or just making jokes. And it's very clear I was just trying to make people laugh. And
here's how I see it. So Mike Cernovich was in the center of this Pizzagate and blood magic crap that was being used as a tactic to against Hillary Clinton as the campaign was winding down. He was relentlessly posting all this crap about Pizzagate and about this blood magic stuff, which was...
Yeah, spirit cooking.
Spirit cooking. And you went ahead and you found this tweet from Mike that was about his... about how he had period juice running down his leg and how he liked to work out.
It was the day after he's in the gym doing his legs and he smelled his legs and it was an interesting, he said it was an interesting bouquet, the smell of the period juice.
So in your mind, you went, wait a minute, this guy's going on and on about this weird spirit cooking, blood magic stuff.
Right.
Being this like arbiter of morality or whatever. And then on the other end, he's talking about this stuff. And you were just sort of satirically like this, like, Mike, this guy seems a little, we should look into this guy. He seems a little weird.
Right. Something's going on. Gotta look into it.
And then he blocked you.
And then, that was maybe like 2 months ago or so. And then after that, like the period juice stuff, he started like emailing me to debate me.
Right.
And I don't want to debate this guy.
Well, you're not like a political pundit. You're not a common, you're just a guy making funny videos.
And the stuff with Cernovich, like, it's not like liberal versus conservative or anything like that. It's just like, this guy is like a little crazy. He's trying to ruin people's lives over and over again. And I just, you know, just somebody to, to have material to mess with and right. and poke at a bit. So then he challenged me to a debate publicly, and then he emailed me, and then I replied with an email that was a joke, and I said, I will gladly debate you.
Right, with all sorts of stipulations that were comical.
Yeah, stipulations was, you know, he had to sing the twist on a standing on his head and do cartwheels in a video.
Sing
and then
Chubby Checker's and then the donate, twist, right.
Yeah, donate $10,000 to charity.
Right.
And then, so then I guess after that, he blocked me. Or no, then I made a video of him doing his gorilla mindset warm-ups. Yeah. And yeah. And put some and he's like slapping his face and then I added some fart noises to it and then he blocked me
right.
and then I jokingly said Mike's a big free speech
which he is right.
Yeah, he is. That's what he claims. And I just said, oh, please ask Mike, you know, why if he accidentally blocked me, can you have him unblock me?
Right.
There's something like that. And it's like, okay, whatever. And then I believe that I moved on, you know, and then a month later, somebody texts me and they're like, hey, look at Weird Mike's tweets. And he's like tweeting all this stuff about how I'm running this pedophile ring on Twitter. And it's just there's like 15 tweets or something, and then he's doing these Periscope things where he's just smearing me and just talking all how I'm running this ring. I hang out with pedophiles on Twitter, and mm-hmm. and it's very clear what he's doing, and he's because right. he's done this so many times.
And he's done it to other people.
He's done it to so many people.
He did it to me. He did it to me.
Like Seth Rogen had it done to him. I mean, you yeah. even had it.
Well, like my version of it was, and I didn't realize his go-to playbook move was to label somebody a pedophile,
right?
Which we all agree is like the most despicable thing. Like,
right, and that's very. If you get that label like tagged to you, it's very right. hard to recover.
So in my situation, because the New Yorker did a profile on this guy in the fall, and I tweeted out like, well, hey New Yorker, I just took a big hot shit. Would you want to do a profile on that as well? And I was just more mad at the New Yorker that they gave this guy any press or they gave this guy any oxygen because that's all he lives off of. And they didn't bring up all the gross shit that he's involved with. So he said, hey, I'll debate you about any subject and you can make it a charity of your choice. And so in my sense of humor was, I will debate you. The subject matter will be drinking your own piss. And the charity will be the Human Fund, which is a joke from Seinfeld and NAMBLA. Now, to anybody listening or watching or looking at that, it's a bad joke. It's just it's like a punchline. Like NAMBLA is just a punchline. The idea of NAMBLA, it's just like, you know what I mean? It's nasty. Yeah. It's something obviously nobody would want their money going towards. Right. And it's basically like saying, I'm not going to debate you. That's the idea of doing that is ludicrous, absurd. Yeah. But I didn't realize he was like obsessed with pedophilia, which is saying something. And he's turned it into like that I'm a pedophile. And I was like, so then I get his like 50 followers who have American flags in their, icon saying, you know, the American flag emoji saying, you know, that I'm sick and I should be put in jail and all this stuff. So that's his play. But let me jump to something because I have another caller coming soon. But so Mike Cernovich is hosting the Deplorable in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club. And make of this what you will. He is an enemy of us, of me. And I
think decent people in general too.
And I don't want him to have success in life, you know. Because why? Because he attacked you, and he called he essentially called my friend a pedophile. Which can you just go on the record and identify yourself as a pedophile or not as a pedophile?
On the record, I'm going to say I'm not.
Okay, then that's clear. So the National Press Club is hosting this. You can call the National Press Club at 202-662-7500. If anybody wants to put that in the comments, you can write them at events@press.org and ask them why they're hosting an event that's being run by a serial accuser of the innocent. Is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah. I mean, and also, like, since me, he's, like, accused at least four people of other crimes. He accused the comedy club owner of being a rapist.
Right.
And then so on. You can just look back, like, in his history and everything. It's horrible. So I think that's a great idea.
And, so this will continue. We're not forgetting about what he did to you. And there will be, I don't know how long it'll go on, but it's not something I'm interested in forgetting what he did.
Right.
So, we'll, of course, exist within the rule of law and do stuff that, you know, make sure we stay safe. So that's the skinny on Vic and Mike. And hopefully it's dying down a little bit for you.
Yeah, it's dying down. And I want to say, you know, thank you, Tim. And thank you to everybody who's been reaching out and, showing support. And it's nice to get the love from everybody.
Well, we love you. Keep making us laugh.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Vic.
Happy New Year, Tim. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care.
Bye. Support Vic. And, you know, all right. Did he start? Whatever. Did he? I don't know. I expressed how I feel about that. I think eloquently. I can't figure out something. Let me see if I can do it this way. Details. Hold on. I got a special guest. And let's see if this ruins things again. Might ruin things again. But Matt, maybe you can keep an eye on this. See if we go offline. Huh?
When you use that, you're fine. I think it's when you're
falling. Oh. I'm trying to get... He's not picking up. Hello? Is anyone there? All right. Well, let's see. Sorry about this delay. I'm doing everything at once. Just tried you. Let's see what he says to that. All right, we'll take a call. Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Wow, okay. Well, long time listener, first time caller.
I'm loving it.
You literally made my day. I just wanted to say that Mike Cernovich, he has this gorilla mindset thing. I think that
it's a great book.
I think maybe he went too far down the food chain and got himself the mindset of a pig or something.
Uh-oh. I hope he doesn't hear that one.
But otherwise.
Hold on a sec.
Sure.
Matt goes off and gets a sparkling water for me, for him and his buddy Tori here. Doesn't consider me. That maybe I'm talking straight for 2 hours. Maybe I can use some refreshments for my mouth.
Yeah, what the hell?
Use your head! I don't know. I don't ever want to say his name again. I mean, most of the work I'm going to be doing on this guy is going to be behind the scenes, puppeteering.
Yeah, I like it. I'm the full support of Mr. Vic Berger.
All right, thanks, Nathan. Let's talk to Jacqueline. Haven't talked to Jacqueline in a while. Jacqueline.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
How's you?
I'm good.
How are you? And how's your family? How's your children and your various partners?
We're good. We are all doing well. Everyone got a bunch of presents. And
take this call. Hello?
Tim.
Hey, there he is.
It's John C. Reilly.
All right, Matt, make sure this is going out live, okay? And monitor it closely, because we've had some trouble when the phone calls come in from a different way. But let's talk until there's trouble. Where are you calling from? Give it to us straight.
I'm calling from Oahu, Hawaii, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
What are you hanging out with, Don Ho?
No, Don Ho is long past.
Oops. Well,
I came here for a very special office hours exclusive report.
Okay, we're going live now to Oahu in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with John C. Reilly, star of... let me look for something.
King Kong.
King Kong. I do want to ask you about that and other films. What is the report?
The report is I've been eating acai bowls up to my eyeballs. This is the place where I fell in love with the acai bowl. I'm very excited to tell the fans about that. There's a truck here on the North Shore called Crispy Grinds.
There's a plug for you, folks.
It's run by a great little crew of Brazilian people. And, I've just been gorging on acai day and night.
Every day? What, are you doing it for multiple meals?
I haven't even seen the ocean since I've been here. I haven't been in it. Really? I haven't been to the beach. I've just been at the acai truck, just hanging
munching,
out.
Munching.
Talking acai with the folks at the truck.
Can you get overload on that? Is it start affecting your bowels in any way? I mean, are we starting to see some of that purple, beautiful paste?
Oh, yeah. They're purple logs coming out, but it's worth it.
Solid logs.
And it's better looking than brown.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, brown says healthy. Purple says maybe there's blood mixing with that brown. I don't know.
Don't try to rain on my acai bowl parade.
No. Well, listen, I'm happy to hear you're enjoying the acai. I will say, balance that with some beach time or some ocean to enjoy the whole Hawaii experience. Don't just.
Yeah, that's not why I came here. Okay. I came here for acai, and that's what I'm going to do. So don't try to just tell me what to do, I guess.
I know. I'm not definitely not telling you about that. Now, listen, John, you can just say I don't want to talk about this if you don't want to. But everyone's been
asking. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Everyone's been asking me about that.
It's not related to acai. I'm not interested in talking about it.
All right. Well.
Who is this goofy sidekick you got? I haven't been listening. I'm just calling in.
Tori Harris. Tori, take the mic and identify yourself. And,
hello, how are you?
Okay.
He's kind of like the Ed McMahon.
Oh.
Yes, he's wonderful. Very, very witty.
Witty.
Yeah, witty. And
witty.
Can you hear him at all? Because I don't know if you're getting the
voice. I can hear him all right. It's real distracting.
Oh, well. Okay.
Kind of
from the mic.
Kind of an Andy Richter vibe.
Yeah. He's all right. I mean, listen, he's not going to be around long term or anything. He's just in town for the holidays.
Listen, Tim, none of us are going to be around long term.
Listen, out of the folks who have passed, who would you bring back?
That would be... if you brought back any of them, I'm sure it would be terribly shocking, and they would be very surprised, and their bodies would be a mess.
Well, you'd probably go with the person that had passed most recently, so that issue wouldn't be as big.
Debbie Reynolds.
From what I hear, they've put her in Reynolds' rap, and so her coming... back, Jesus. You'd find to be not much. What do you call it? No much. Still fresh.
Like a casserole that you just covered and put in the fridge.
Exactly. And so we're hoping for her return.
Was that what you wanted to ask me about?
No, I was going to ask you about the little Easter egg in the King Kong trailer.
Oh, what's that?
Well, there's something on the back of your jacket.
I didn't know there was an Easter theme to the movie.
Well, is there any credence to people that are just flipping out about it? I'm talking about fans of the show that you help executive produce and are responsible for. Is that just happenstance, or is there winking? Or is there winking to your
No, there's no winking.
Just
there's
a
no winking.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, the director asked. The director was. I was like, what's the costume looking like? And he's like, well, the only thing I care about is this leather coat. And I put this design on the back of it. It was like a saying that they used to paint on bombs in World War II. And it's actually, it doesn't say for your health. It says good for your health.
Sure. But it does say for your health. I mean, let's just say it does say for your health.
Well, partially, yeah.
But did it?
Anyway, I said to the director, what will happen when people see this?
Right.
All of the fans of Dr. Stephen Brule will flip out and think that you're talking to them. And that's all they'll be talking about. And he's like, that's great.
Okay. So there's an acknowledgement before. This isn't just like, once you saw it, you guys didn't put it together. You put it together on the day on set in the wardrobe department.
I put it together. However, I don't think the director really even was that aware of Dr. Stephen Brule.
Sounds like a hunk to me.
He just liked this design so much. He wasn't going to be moved. I was like, you know, you might consider something else. Cause
it's going to be a shitstorm. But it's a fun thing for, I mean, these are just.
It's good.
It's not like you're
obviously,
doing it. You're doing it. Not, okay. It's not that it's a comic book movie, but it's a light. It's not like you're trying to do serious heavy stuff here. So if there's a little bit of those winking, that's fine.
No, it's serious, Tim. Oh, it's apologies. Dead serious.
This is based on
no laughs in the movie. We're talking about a 100-foot ape.
Whoa.
That ape is going to rip you to shreds. And if you think that's funny, then you're welcome to go to Skull Island.
Well, is it based on true events? I mean, is this?
Yes.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Historical documents that were acquired by Warner Brothers.
I'm excited to see it. I'll be honest with you.
So obviously there's a, you know, to me, wearing that jacket, was I flying the colors of Check It Out? Absolutely.
All right. Hip, hip, hooray.
Once I warned the director and he said, I don't care. I was like, all right, well, guess who's sending secret signals to my special friends that enjoy Check It Out?
I think there should be a concerted effort to insert like the Tim and Eric universe into these blockbusters as much as we can. We had Greg, me and Greg did our part last year because we did the Ant-Man and we did the Fantastic Four. So now you're doing your part this year with the For Your Health jacket, and we'll just keep working on this.
You know how they say the Marvel universe is all connected? It's all one universe.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The Marvel universe is just a sub-universe within the Tim and Eric universe.
That's for sure.
You guys are the connective tissue to the entire thing.
That's right. And that's only going to be revealed in many years from now. We have to do our part now. Well, I was so happy to see you over the holidays briefly. I wish we could see you more, but you're a very busy man traveling all over the globe, making everyone's lives brighter through your.
I'm going to be back in a couple of days, Tim, right after we're going to kick off 2017 together, I hope.
Oh, good. Well, that's terrific news. So you'll be in town for a little bit before you scurry off back to the island?
Yeah, a couple days.
Okay, well, let's try to get together, but I understand you're very, very busy man with your family and with your other commitments.
Now, Tim, the way they make the acai bowls here is sometimes they put...
Well, thank you very much, doctor.
Sometimes they put too much granola in it.
Good luck and enjoy your happy holidays and a happy new year. All right. That was an Oscar nominee. Not an Oscar winner, Oscar nominee. John Reilly. John C. Reilly, strangely not related to George C. Scott. I always thought that they might be related, George C. Scott. Who's this?
This is Liam.
Hey, Liam, what's up, dude?
How you doing, dude?
Super good. Super, super good.
Dude, that is so good.
How are you, dude? Sorry about all these dinging. I got to do not disturb here for a minute. What's going on, man?
Not much. You know, I'm Richmond, Virginia right now, just chilling. I had a couple questions, though.
Shoot. I'll give you two.
Okay, here, number one, if I needed an album to listen to right now, what should it be?
Veed on Fleece by Van Morrison.
Shit, that's actually, okay, yeah. Van the Man, I'm all about it.
Van the Man, everyone.
Van the Man. Number two, and this one is more unorthodox, but so back in September, I was walking around the campus at BC, and
if I venture,
yeah,
there's no slips right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was walking.
Doesn't it drive everybody nuts? I can't play music on this show. I'd be DJing, but playing all sorts of Veed on Fleece.
You should have a follow-up show after this where you do nothing but play music.
I would love to, but Facebook shuts me down every time I try because of the copyright.
Getting zucked. But anyway,
getting zucked.
So I was walking around the college campus, and I ran into David Lieb Hart.
I ran.
And it was at first I was just kind of like, okay, I'm a fan, you know, I just kind of wanted to talk to him a little bit, but and he kept, I was eating Subway and he was still walking around, and I offered to pay for his food. So I had lunch with David Lieb Hart.
Nice.
But he and this is why I've been very curious about this, and so I figured this is the best opportunity to ask. He kept talking about how you and Eric were like jealous of his fame and that you guys don't really like talk. I don't know if that was in jest or so serious.
But, I'm so jealous.
But I guess you want to like shed some light on that or.
No, I mean, he's a character.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the two things I noticed the most were he put every soda in his drink.
Yeah, and, I've seen him do that.
He put literally everything he could order on a sandwich, which it was like a $15 sandwich. So yeah. It was he was really nice. He was really passionate. But yeah, no, I was just kind of wondering. But I guess he is a character.
That's the way to put it, buddy. All right, Liam, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
Let's talk to Matthew. Matthew.
All right. Well.
Matt. Matty Reed, goodbye.
Hey.
Oh, go ahead.
Sam, what do you have back in?
Hey.
What do you want?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Hold on. I got to mute the thing.
Oh, my God, Matt. Are you driving me nuts?
Tim.
What up?
Bro.
What'd you get
bro,
for Christmas?
Resolution, bro.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a nice hat, Timberland hat.
Loser.
You don't like Tim? Timberlands?
No.
Oh, man.
Fuck that shit.
Hey, Tim, I wanted to ask you a question.
Shoot.
You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, come on. So you came to the Orange Peel in, what was it, June?
Sure, yeah, June. That's the, where's that? In, tell me this, I forget where that is.
That's Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville, yeah, thank you. I knew it was somewhere down there.
So,
what did I do now?
So, what did you do? Well, you told me you'd leave me a ticket.
Yeah, I did not.
No, you did not. And,
well, that's not on me. That sounds like it's on the club.
Let me tell you a story. So, I went up to the thing there, and I said, hey, I'm kind of a cool guy. I'm on the guest list. And he goes, hold on, I got to go get it. Makes me wait for 20 minutes, you know, nicest guy.
What?
He comes back and he has one name on it. It's Gary something. And so he goes, what's your name? I go, it's Matt. And he goes, nope, not on the list. And then so I say, oh.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was bad. I was with a friend too. And, you know.
Well, did you get in?
Tim Heidecker put me on the list, so I felt like a pretty cool guy.
Well, I apologize, but let me tell you what's annoying about that is I'm sure how did I give you the ticket? Did I say on this show or on Facebook Messenger or something?
Yeah, it was on this.
On this?
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee, I mean, I've done this before where people are asked to be on the list and I sometimes just say sure because I don't know anybody in Asheville, so they've got 20 empty spots, you know. So I say I would most likely have passed on that information to my assistant, and either the communication broke down there, or the club dropped the ball there. But what's annoying is I'm just when you're up in that front area having that conversation, yeah. I'm just in the back picking my nose, you know. So somebody could have run back from that club, the Orange Peel.
Yeah,
I'll say their name, the Orange Peel in Asheville, and someone could have said, "Hey, there's a dude out front says he's on the list, but we don't have his name." That might have jogged my mind. No one came back and asked me. This is my point. So how what am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Are you supposed to do?
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
Did you pay for? Did you end up just going to the show and paying for it anyways? Because I don't think it was sold out.
Yeah, I paid for it.
Well,
but you played amazing. I'll give you that.
Thank you. And then the ticket couldn't have been that much. It couldn't have been that much
You should have seen the look on my face. It looked like a dummy. My stomach dropped.
Well, I got news for you, friend. You are the first recipient of the Office Hours Prank of the Year. Wipe out! We got you good.
You got me good.
You
got me good. Just like the rest of them.
No, I'm sorry, Matt. That happened to you.
It's okay. It's okay.
You keep asking me for stuff. I'll keep trying to get it to you.
You know, well, what's your New Year's resolution?
To maybe, stop
maybe
offering.
Maybe cool it on the tweets, the tweet fights, or.
No, mine is to stop offering things I can't deliver.
That's important.
Stop making promises I can't. Keep my expectations realistic. Yeah. No, but I have taken a much needed break from Twitter. I mean, I still tweet things that are on my mind.
Dark.
But
it's dark, man. It's the darkest it's ever been.
Yeah. What is dark? Me or Twitter or what?
Twitter.
Yeah. It's bad. It seems just like a like it's hanging out at a. If anybody in the East Coast knows, it's like a friend, like a Friendly's parking lot at like 11 p.m. on a Wednesday. It's just filled with losers.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
No,
what
I'm done talking. I'm gonna
You're
take
done
another.
To
yeah,
me?
I'm gonna take another call. All right, Matt.
All right.
Take care. Sorry about that again. My apologies. Jacqueline, I'll get you back on here, Jacqueline. Jacqueline. Hello, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry I cut you off. I mean, I'm sure you're glad I did, though, right?
I'm extremely glad that you did. I was totally elated by that. That was great. I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
What was the funniest gift that you received this year?
You know, I didn't really get any gifts. I don't do a lot of gift receiving or giving. I don't know. I think it kind of all sort of just became a feeling of what's the point, and everyone can Amazon Prime what they want to themselves basically whenever they want.
Yeah.
And it's about, you know, I've got the kids now, so you get them some stuff. So that's really where the focus is. I didn't get anything. I think my mom got me literally a bag of Starbucks coffee. Christmas blend that she came over and opened up and to use on the first night to stay with us. So that was strange.
Yeah.
What else? I don't think I got very much. I got, you know, some gifts from Adult Swim sent this hammer and a toolbox that was branded Adult Swim. Sort of like I'll just throw that in my tool shed and never use. Appreciated. But I'd rather, I mean, listen, it's corny to say, but I gave some money to charity. I'm not going to say how much. I'm not going to say what the charities were. It wasn't NAMBLA, obviously. But I felt, you know, it felt like a year that it wasn't the best year to be going around buying a bunch of, like, you know, crap TVs and.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of like give
one,
back.
One thing that I was very surprised that I got this year.
Oh, I see why you asked. She was just looking for a way to get to talking about what she got. Okay, that's fair. Well done.
No. I just wanted to see if you could one up me on that. But the coffee that was used in the Adult Swim toolkit actually seems pretty cool.
Okay, what did you want to say?
I got a from Grandma. A vibrating pillow.
Oh.
And it's called a buzzing orb.
And that now, a vibrating pillow, is it meant for like relaxing massage, or is it more, erotic in the way it's presented to you? Or can you just jump to the conclusion that it can be used as a traditional sexual vibrator? Sexual.
Yes. I think anything that does that could potentially, but I don't know, the packaging on the front, you know, it says this phrase, sit back and relax and ah.
Mm. Suddenly you're going to be Meg Ryan in anyways, well, that's very fun. And what a story.
Thought it was pretty gross.
All right. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Good luck with that device. May it bring you happiness. She's called in before. She's got so many children. Maybe she should just focus on the pillow instead of other. Hello, John.
What's up?
What up, dude? Where are you calling from, man?
Dallas, Texas.
I knew it. Dallas, Texas.
No,
Hoo-hoo!
Hey, I saw your show in Oak Cliff.
Did you have fun with that?
Oh, it was awesome.
I love doing that show down there in Dallas. I did something I'd never done before. I'd never done that before, where I came out and I did my stand-up routine. And then I changed. I did some, 40 minutes, something like that. And then I went backstage, got my guitar and played some songs for you.
Yeah, that was awesome. My wife loved that, man.
But you didn't. I get it.
No, I liked it, too. I thought it was just great.
Well, thank you very much.
You came out in the undershirt, too. That was pretty awesome.
What's that?
You just came out in the undershirt, too, threw the leather coat off and just...
Just like my black T-shirt. I'm wearing a black T-shirt this year.
Yeah, man. It was awesome.
So what can I help you with?
Oh, just this is going to be a really boring question for you, probably. I was born in Allentown.
Go ahead.
So I didn't know if, I just wonder what it was like for you growing up there and if you've been back lately.
Well, I did speak a little bit about this in the last episode last week.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I should just have you go take a listen to that.
Oh, okay. I do have one more for you prepared.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, nice. You got it written down?
No, I had these in my head, but this one was, it has to do with celebrity appearances on Tim and Eric's show. And I think one of my favorites that took me by surprise was Peter Stormare.
Yes.
Cinco Boy. I think ever since I've seen Fargo, I've always kind of subconsciously thought that he might be like incredibly intense to deal with. But I was just kind of wondering what it was like working with him on that project.
I'm trying to remember. I know he was like, he delivered in the sense that he was kind of weird and intense. I remember he had like an assistant with him, which is unusual for an actor to show up on a set with an assistant, unless you're, like, go ahead.
Was he like, he knew it was a funny show.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't, I mean, the sketch was pretty straightforward and he was,
right.
We were getting what we wanted from him because of his own talents.
Did he find it funny or was this just another?
Oh yeah. He was like, this is very disturbing. I love it. It's very crazy. It's sick. I just watched that sketch recently and it is fucking dark. Do you know?
Yeah. Him looking through the window.
Cinco Boy is like this woman's son dies and they're at the funeral, which is horrible. What's that about that we're telling those kind of stories? It's this woman's at a funeral and Peter Stormare shows up as the Cinco spokesman, whispering in her ear, like, you miss your son. And they deliver this Cinco Boy, which is just like a mannequin. And it's like supposed to be this replacement for her son. And,
right.
But he keeps on like poking his head in. And
you guys were exploring like, what you eventually got to with like bedtime stories.
Yes. Like the darker side. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my show, The Darker Side. All right, John, take care.
Hey, thanks a lot for doing this. Appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to roll through calls. We've got about another 20 minutes of the show left. Happy to have you listening live. And everybody listening to the podcast, thank you so much for supporting it. We are very excited to bring you the podcast every week. I'm going to take E-Dodd. Is this a E-Dodd?
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Bubba.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the 49th parallel, otherwise known as most on Canada. I'm on the other side. I'm on the top side.
Okay. Well, Saskatchewan?
Yeah. Actually, no. I'm in southwestern Ontario, so it's not on the 49th parallel at all.
Saskatoon?
Ontario?
Saskatoon.
Okay. Have you heard of that? Have you heard of that province?
Yeah, or oh yeah.
Yeah, we have a few people like that talk in that tone.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I had called you earlier, months ago, and you told me about this potato. What are they called? What are those potato things?
Potato things?
Potato.
French fries.
French fries. No.
Latkes.
Oh, they're like a potato. Holy shit.
What the hell are you talking about? Tori, can you help me out here with this guy?
You guys have poutine, right?
Poutine?
We have poutine. Yeah. No.
Help us out, everybody on the chat. What are we
doing?
You had gone
and got these. Got these pierogies.
Pierogies! is. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, pierogies.
Now, you told me, like, I was boiling mine, and you said that was shit.
I hate the boil. My wife boils. Yeah.
And I really took that to heart, and I just want to let you know that I've been, you know, frying mine ever since with coconut oil.
Ooh.
And I've made a lot of friends now because of it.
Well, I would be surprised about the coconut oil. Matt, you're a cook. What do you think about adding that kind of texture, that flavor, the coconut flavor to a pierogi? That seems like would the coconut fragrance inflict or enter into the taste of the pierogi?
I like it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, it does.
I have to say, I like it.
He likes it. All right, well, I'll have to try
it. It infuses a tropical vibe into a Polish treat.
All right, well, I'll try that. Thanks for the recommendation. Everybody go get your pierogies and enjoy a coconut treat.
And just send any tips to Sarnia, Ontario.
Send all your bones to me. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should have a Cinco commercial for pierogies.
Thank you. Dub Kenson.
Hello.
Hi, Dub.
Hey, thanks so much for answering, Tim.
What can I help you with today?
I was wondering if I could ask you about your art recap.
My what?
Your art recap that you did this year.
My art recap?
You know, your year in review.
Yes. I wouldn't call it art, but you know.
Yeah. So did you say you were filming two Decker seasons back to back?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know, you could talk a little bit about that and how you're planning on cinema seasons between that or something.
Yeah, well, without giving too much away, one thing we liked about the last Decker Unclassified that ran on TV was this 6-episode arc that was, you know, it was, you could follow a little story.
Of course.
And so we were like going to do, it was sort of up to us how many we wanted to do, and not like we were going to just go off and do 100 or anything, but like, you know, do you want to do 10? Do you want to do whatever? So I said, well, let's do, what if we just did 12 and then broke them up into one story, you know, two stories, basically, 2 6-episode stories that, and since we're getting all the gang together and the crew and everything, like all the sets are built, and there's a way to shoot it very efficiently when you're all doing it at the same time. So that's what we did.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Huge fan of On Cinema and Decker.
Thank you.
And just one more question. You insinuated in a previous episode that you have a Decker Hawaii story that's going to take a half to tell.
Yes, I did. And I don't think I'll be able to make it into this episode, but perhaps.
Just eventually tell it.
I will. And remind me of that in the new year, because we'll be back on New Year next week. I mean, it'll be 2017 anyhow.
Great. Just thanks, Tim, for everything.
Thank you, Dub. Take care. Happy holidays. Spencer, quickly.
Hello.
Yes, quickly.
Hello. I have a question for you about Nathan Fielder, your relationship with him.
Sexual.
It is very sexual.
It is.
I was just wondering if you guys are friends, or is your relationship more business, no pleasure?
I'm friends with him. I would say I'm friends with him. I enjoy his company. I don't socialize with him too much. I don't really socialize with too many people. Most people don't want to be around me because I start screaming about all sorts of things. But no, I do. I see him mostly around the office because they're in here working, and I enjoy his company. We've been there for each other on a number of occasions during crises.
Very awesome. I love it.
I'm not like playing video games with him every night or anything like that. I don't know what friendship is.
Dang it. That's
what's that?
Do you hug?
Do I hug? He's not a hug. Not a lot of hugging. There's some guys I'm very physical with, very touchy. And some
jump into your arms kind of guy.
Yeah, I feel like I've become more hands-on with some people.
Sweet.
I didn't realize it. Like this guy, Brent Weinbach. You know Brent Weinbach? Very funny.
No.
You'd like Brent. He's very much in the style of Nathan for you. Very dry.
And is it a show on Comedy Central?
Like just that? Look him up on the internet.
Okay.
He doesn't have a TV show. He's a comedian, but he's got lots of stuff online. I'd see him, and I always liked seeing him, so I'd go and put my arms around him and give him a hug and touch his shoulder, like rub his shoulders, you know.
Pat him on the bum.
Yeah, and he'd jolt. He didn't like that. So now I do it more.
Nice.
All right, thanks, Spencer. Let's go rapid fire questions. We're trying not to get into anything too heavy. Just end the year on a positive note. Brandon Duchette.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando. I've called in a few times, actually. I called in like a month or two ago, and you told me to check out, you probably haven't even checked it out, John Glazer Loves Gear.
I still have to watch that. And wait, Tori, did you work on that? Please tell me you did.
I did not.
Why?
I'm working on Neon Joe, though.
You are?
Show, yeah.
Oh, they're making more Neon Joe?
Yeah, we're going to do season 2 of Neon Joe.
Has that been announced, or did you just blow the lid off of something?
Oh, my God. No, it's known.
Okay.
Well, sorry, John. I am dying. Why didn't you work on, were you on another job? Because Tori here does props for PFFR mostly, right? Or do you kind of work all over the place?
All over the place, but I did Delocated and Archie Holler, so I've done a lot of...
Right, and you're, love John Glazer?
Yeah, he's the best. He's so fun.
I love him, and I asked him to call in on this show. He was busy at the time, but he would do it. I don't think he wouldn't do it.
I don't think he was that busy. I saw him.
Yeah, well, anyways, I still have to watch it, and I keep, I don't know, it's like True TV is like, I don't know where that is. It's a little bit of a...
It's weird.
It's weird, but it's probably online, right?
I could
watch
True.
It online. I would buy
it
on iTunes.
Yeah, I found it online.
I just buy it on iTunes because I love everything he does, and people love it.
It's funny. But I was just bringing it up because you were saying how your humor's kind of switched to being kind of like a new dad. You know, Tim and Eric was like the fascination with dads, and now it's like the fascination of being a dad, kind of.
Right.
And I just get that impression from that show so much. It's hilarious.
Well, thanks.
Like, he just seems so like...
I love to support everything John Glazer does. These are the shows also that don't get all the attention this time of year. They kind of probably get not on as many best of lists, but they're the shows I get excited about. All right. Thanks, Brandon. I'm going to keep talking to people. Bryn? Not on. Is this Bryn?
Hey.
Where are you calling from?
England.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Fucking.
Watch the language.
Oh, God. I'm so... Right. Nice to meet you. I didn't think this would actually work.
Oh, it works, baby. It works every time.
I was just wondering, basically, with like British comedy and stuff, have you ever watched anything by Vic and Bob?
You know, no, I have not. Oh, God, you got to mute your stream. Please, mute your stream.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello.
Thank you. My voice was echoing back. The audience hates that. I love it. I think it's rude. Vic and Bob, I gotta watch that stuff. What's a sketch I should watch?
I can't think of anything.
Sorry.
Watch Passai by Chris Morris. It's like a fake news show.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's great.
Oh, okay.
I love the new, the latest Alan Partridge. I really love The Scissored Isle.
I don't think I've actually seen that.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
No, and it's so great. This Steve Coogan, Alan Partridge, The Scissored Isle special he did, where he travels around England and like explores class issues. It's terrific. Do you like Alan Partridge?
I'm quite partial to a bit of him. Yeah, I think he's very good.
Good. All right. Well, we're on the same page there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I love you.
Bye. Nice guys. Cool guys. Relative Ancestor. What's this about? This I had to check out.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Oh, a lady.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name's a Relative.
Okay.
Because I'm a fucking weirdo. I changed my name.
Oh, boy. Where do you live, weirdy?
I live in my grandma's garage.
What state?
California.
What city?
San Jose.
San Jose. Okay, well, how can I help you today? We're winding the show down.
I just want to know what your favorite war is.
My favorite war.
Because I love history.
I love history, too. I mean, why would you have a favorite war, though?
I don't know. Like, well, not, wars I mean, just are really interesting because really weird shit happens in them. And
well, I guess I'd go World War One for me. That'd be the one that I'm most curious about. That I think is the one that deserves. I don't know.
It's the least heard of war, the least talked about.
That's probably not true, but.
Well, I mean, most people don't really know about it.
Maybe. Yes, it's very complicated how it began and why it began. Have you heard Dan Carlin's five-part series on that war?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. Well, sit down and write this down, okay?
All right.
Search Dan Carlin's Hardcore History podcast.
All right. And oh, yeah, I know that podcast. I do have that.
The five-part series is called Countdown to Armageddon.
Countdown to Armageddon.
I hear the pencil working. This is terrific. And
I am doing it.
It's five episodes or six even. I can't remember. Each episode's between 4 and 5 hours long each. It's
holy
intense.
Shit.
He goes from the very beginning to the very end, goes through almost like week by week of the war. It's
really
one of my favorite things of the past few years of any medium. And it will give you everything you need to know about World War One. Thank you very much, Relative Ancestor. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Patrick, you're my second to last caller today.
Hello.
Patrick, you're my second to last caller. How can I help?
Thank you.
Oh, God. Help.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. How about you?
Good. It was pretty good, man. Kids had a good one.
Yeah.
Wondering if you had any advice for a new single dad.
Oh, dear. Well, what's the highest bridge you have near? Come on. I'm just kidding. How old's your kid?
I've got an 11, a 9, and a 2.5-year-old.
Oh, dear. Ooh, you got a new dad apartment?
No, I got to keep the house.
Oh, nice.
I have a good lawyer.
Where's she at? Well, this sounds like you sound like a real shitbird.
Yeah, my coworkers like to say it's a dumpster fire, but I make the most of it.
All right, well, I'm going to say goodnight to you and wish you the best, because it seems like I don't know what your story is. I don't know her side of the story. I bet she's got something to say about that. But, you know, make it about the kids, okay? Don't be selfish. Don't be an asshole. Can you do that for me this year?
I can do that. 2017.
Have a little bit of empathy for other people.
Sounds great.
Bye. You know he's causing trouble for everybody in his life. Brock.
Hello. Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Real good.
I have a question for you about hair care. Okay. You have a nice head of hair, so I think you know a lot about that.
I know a lot about that. Here's the truth. Go ahead.
I have a problem with grease in my hair. By the end of every day, my hair just gets really greasy, and I take a shower every day. It's not like I'm a dirty guy or anything. I just produce a lot of grease. Do you have any solutions for that?
Stop eating so much pepperoni pizza pie. Where do you think that grease is going to go when you eat all that pepperoni pizza pie? Goes right up to your head.
Not to my hair.
I don't know. You should look into it. Maybe try Google decrease oil in head. Maybe,
I like those search terms.
Maybe take a screwdriver and open up a couple of vents up there. I don't know.
All right.
Here's the deal. With my hair, people are shocked when I tell them this. I almost never shampoo my head. I shower, I rinse, but I never use shampoo.
Yeah, that's a solution I've heard, is to stop using shampoo, and because it makes your hair oilier.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But if I shampoo my hair, I look like John Travolta in the 70s or something. It gets real feathered and big and very full of volume, a lot of volume. And that looks
voluptuous.
Bad news. It looks bad. So I like it a little greasy, a little oily. All right.
I'll quote you on that. Thank you very much.
Time for one more call. It's going to go to Jeffrey Wells. Jeffrey. Oh, too bad. All right. I'll take David Seeley. David.
It's going to go to Jeffrey Wells.
David, you're my final call.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tim.
What's up? Can you mute the stream, please?
Gotcha. Tim.
What's up?
Hello.
Can you just talk and what do you want?
This is hey, I wanted to ask you about one of your projects coming out next year.
Go ahead.
It's called Kuso with Flying Lotus.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. Flying Lotus.
I want to know how you got involved with that or if you're a fan of Flying Lotus. Or.
Yes, he's a friend. He did some music for us. He made a music for a little short we did called The Terrys. And he wrote me, said, can you do a part in my movie? I said, well, listen, I'm free Friday. Can you make that work? I went down there and did it. I won't tell you anything about it. And then I got accepted into Sundance, so it's the real deal.
Seems are you going to go crazy. To Sundance this year?
No.
Nah.
All right.
See how it goes?
See, I mean,
all right.
Well, I'll see how it goes. I can't go. I can't go everywhere. I'm not going to go to Sundance because I'm in 2 minutes of somebody's movie. Hey, look at me. I'm going to go on the red carpet. Get my picture taken. Get some free boots. No, thanks. I did that. I did that several years in a row, and it's not. It leaves you feeling empty, like an empty bucket of old pizza grease. Well, the year has come to an end. Let us reflect on the wonderful times we've had together, and remember, Mike Cernovich is a louse. He should not be practicing law in America. But I don't want to leave on that negative energy. Let's sail our ships into the sea of 2017 with positivity. The key word today is positivity. Share your experience. Share your wealth. Share your heart with the people around you. Call up your grandmother. Call up your uncle. Call up your an old friend from school. Say, I miss you. I want you in my life 24/7. I need you more than anyone. Become obsessed. Don't let them go. Don't let them out of your grasp. We can make 2017 a brighter and bigger and more beautiful experience. But really, folks, time is relative, and next year's just going to be the same old shit. That's the truth. And I'm here to wake you up. And we got audio problems, and we're going to come back next year with some better technology. Who knows if we'll be on Skype? Who knows if we'll be on Facebook? Who knows if we're going to be here? Once the bombs drop, all the technology is going to take over. Ah! We'll be right back.